Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Stu Weber, StuWeb.com, and it is Friday the 13th, 2023. Friday the 13th. I find it to be interesting. Anyway, with that said, I have Professor Joe on with me, and he's got a special report, and you call it Fatima? Fatima? Okay, go ahead, Joe. Give us the history. I mean, give us a rundown on this because it's very important.
A quick rundown, and that's it.
Okay.
There were three children that received a vision from Mary, and they were called the Fatima Sequence. And this is about 1917. The third one was always withheld and never let out. Well, it's been let out, and I always quote my sources where I get it. Go to res.com, look under the columns for Father Kramer, and listen to what he has to say about Fatima. And that is the way that it's going. Because all you have to do is take a look around you about what has happened in Israel, what's happening here, and what's happening in Europe. We have a total breakdown by design of Western civilization. And you can see this in the Fatima's secrets. Now, Father Kramer revealed the secrets. They can't hold it anymore. The first secret is, fire will fall from the sky. That's the first one. Third, the coastline will be drawn, meaning land will go into the ocean. Next, cities will be swallowed whole by major crust earthquakes. Let me say that again. Cities will be swallowed whole by major crust earthquakes. Plagues, or let's put it this way, starvation plus plagues. Next, the counter pope, the anti-pope, will lead many to apostasy. And we see that today with Boglio, because Boglio is a Jesuit. The Jesuits were found by Jews, and they have been the infiltrators of the Catholic Church and have been very instrumental in changing the theology of the Church. And so the Catholic Church for many decades and centuries has fought these Jesuits, and finally Boglio, who is a Jesuit from South America, became the Pope. He's not the true Pope, because Benedict was still alive when Boglio took over. So he was not really genuinely, because you can't really have a resignation of the Pope according to their common, according to the laws of the Church. Something else has to go through a certain procedure, and it was not done. So here we have, you can see by design all of these things from whether it's illegal immigration, all the way to the disintegration of borders, the disintegration of people's health through the COVID shots. Now remember, 14 billion dosages have been developed, and 6 billion have been administered. So over a period of time, there's going to be a large loss in population around the world. Because remember, these elitists want a population on this earth of 300 million. So that's where we're headed, and that fits right into what Fatima has said in the Fatima prophecies, the third prophecy, which was withheld, but now it's out there about what's going to happen. Go ahead, sir.
No. That's a pretty good report. I mean, there's a lot of things that are going to happen. A lot of end-time prophecies, a lot of people call them. But I appreciate that report, Joe.
Let me interrupt here. There is a problem with what we call biblical prophecies. But you have to be very careful with these biblical prophecies. Because where they came from was held by the very people who are adverse to Christianity. That is, the fallen angel aliens. Through their hierarchies into the human here and now, beginning with the Jesuits who brought about what is called futurism. This was more or less to save the state, or to save the Catholic Church, way, 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 way back. That was brought about by Mary Ellen White in what we call the burned out era, where people got on the roof and were going to be raptured out of here. That was then brought forward after nobody was raptured and the events did not happen. It was picked off and dusted away by a group led by Wittemeyer and adopting the criminal preacher wrote the, what's the name of the Bible, Sue?
The International Version, King James Version? The Catholic Version?
It'll come to me in a moment.
Okay.
So, out of that came people like Billy Graham, Robertson, the Crouches, and all of the terrorists.
King James Version?
No. I'll think of it in a second.
Okay, you think of it. But go ahead.
Well, anyway, is called dispensationalism. It is in the rapture. And with Israel being attacked by Russia, China, etc., etc. But when you look upon the back, when you look upon the events that are happening right now, the dispensationalism is the plan of these Luciferians. You want to call them that. It's their plan. It's not God's plan. And they're going to bring it to it, and that's what they're doing now. And so, you see, with the events that have just happened in Israel, and make no doubt about it, the Israelis are the number one of the best intel groups. If a cockroach gets within 300 feet of the fence, they know it. How did they crash through the fence and not be picked up? Well, I'll leave it to your imagination. How did this come about? Israeli border security is the best in the world. Israel controls cyberspace. I promise where. They're the best. How could this have happened? So I'll leave it to your own thinking. part of the manifestation of dispensationalism. In other words, go ahead and follow the plan, because that will tell you what's going to happen next, what they are going to do next, and it is not God's plan. It's a plan of the Luciferians. So, maybe there will be, we don't know. But you can have 300,000 people coming to our borders last month to have this country survive. So, we're going to see the disintegration of this country. How can you have an economy when you have 300,000 receiving all kinds of welfare? So you see the disintegration right now of shutting down of no more oil, shutting down of gas stations. It's their plan to bring things down, to depopulate this world. And they're doing it. So there it is, Joe.
Let's talk about this for a minute.
Schofield Bible.
Yeah, there you go. Now, this bigger picture of world events, if I ask you the question, because your knowledge and wisdom that you have, and watched this for years, and seen it for years, what's going to probably happen over the next 2-year period of time?
Like I said, you're going to see more of what you're seeing now. And it is dispensationalism. You see the disintegration of Europe, the disintegration of England, the disintegration of Canada, the disintegration of the United States, the disintegration of New Zealand, Australia, Tasmania.
Okay, now I got a question for you, and I'll get that link that you're talking about on my website. Right now, how it stands with Israel, could this lead to World War III?
That's the point. That is what is in dispensationalism. When you go read it, take the time to read it. And
now,
you'll
have
to figure it out.
Okay, in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, which is in the Old Testament, it points a finger that all the countries are named different than what they are today. But the region of Turkey is supposed to attack Israel, and Iran, Turkey, I mean, it's going to be a full-blown mess if that is Old Testament prophecy that could come true. Are you familiar with that?
Again, yes. Again, all you've got to do is go read the outline that's given to you in Wikipedia. They do a good job of outlining with biblical verses dispensationalism.
Okay, good enough. You answered the question.
Yeah.
You got any other subject you want to touch on, Joe?
Just remember, this is not God's plan. World Order Eight's plan, led by the fallen angels. There is going to be no rapture. There will be no rapture.
Now, I have a question for you. Concerning CERN, C-E-R-N, the supercollider in Switzerland. Now, there's several supercolliders around the world. They had one in Texas they built, and they claim they never opened it. I find it different. Down there, Waco. Back in the 80s, when I lived down there in Dallas. Otis Johnson was a super spook. You're familiar with that joke, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, he was tied right in there to the NSA, right in there with General Flynn before Flynn got indicted illegally, and the whole bit. Otis was murdered 2 weeks beforehand. The whole bit. Or 2 months, 2 weeks. He was working for Flynn. Now, Otis was William Casey's assistant, folks. When he was CIA director, he had two of them. He was the one that witnessed at the old Navari them doing a human sacrifice and George Bush signing an order he had to have signed from Casey. And he flew out there and got the order signed, and he went through the old Navari, or through the ship's tavern at the Brown Palace Hotel, and got Bush's signature and watched him drinking the blood of an infant they just murdered. And Bush tells him, "You ever tell anybody what you saw?" Otis says, "I'll come personally kill you." He says, "Yes, sir," and he left. Well, Otis, I ended up remodeling his house, but I met him in jail in Denver, Colorado, folks, at the new facility, brand new holding tank for prisoners. Well, there were two bunks per room, two prisoners, but I told them, get the fuck out of here, someone's going to get killed, because they had a plan on me. Anyway, so I ended up by myself. But above me was Otis Johnson, and another guy, the guy was the one that busted John Gotti, and was part of that Operation Ross Pearl set up. But Otis was still fulfilling his duty and obligation after Casey got murdered by Bush with a cerebral hemorrhage. He stuck him with a needle in the temple and caused cerebral hemorrhage. And when he was going to testify against Bush at Congress that morning, and Bush had two goons holding him down while he stuck the needle in him, and Otis told me that, because he said he went and visited Casey while Casey was dying for 10 to 14 days, whatever it was. Let me put it this way. Otis was a heavyweight. He said that they saw in CERN that between, now this was in 2017 he told me this, between 2021, late 2021 and 2025, he says, two stars will come out of nowhere around the sun and they'll hit us so fast. I said, well, you're talking Revelations, possibly a wormwood. He says, I would call it that, yes. And he was a Christian. And he said, but by 2025 sometime, he said, there is going to be a planet six times the size of planet Earth, a big fireball hit planet Earth. He said they saw it in the supercollider, and it's 100% accurate on what they're seeing. What's your opinion here, Joe?
Well, I've commented on before. That what Otis saw was potentialities. Because the other capability of CERN was really developed for an escape route for the fallen angels to get out of the dimensions they are trapped in by God and Michael.
There's been a lot of reports on that they've opened up portals, tried to.
That's right. And what they wanted was to get out. Now, whether or not, I don't know what Otis saw, I wasn't there, but I, according to the things that I have read and pieced together, CERN is developed for one purpose, and that is so that these fallen angel aliens can escape out of that dimensional world in which they are
going
to get killed by Michael.
Okay, now, what Otis has said is the NSA uses it to see into space-time. into the future, into the past, things of that nature. It's like the Tesla technology, the Nikola Tesla and the fallen angel technology, free energy, space-time, into the future, into the past, Montauk, Project Montauk with the OG meter, top secret, OG meter is called, they put on them. I mean, people have gone through these portals. But he described the fact that they're able to see into the future what is going to happen to the planet. And he said it was pretty accurate because they've been doing it for years since they've had CERN open. So I just wanted to throw that out there, that he said a big fireball by 2025. That's about a year and a half away, Joe.
And the reason we say that is, their statement says, do what thou wilt. That comes out of another commentator. And it was to say that God gave us free will. And therefore, even God does not know what's going to happen next specifically because of free will.
There you go.
How do you know what's going to be the conclusion? So, using common sense, little deduction reasoning, I interpret what Otis said, I wasn't there, that these are potentialities because of free will.
That's right. And I'm in agreement.
I don't know. I can't comment if it's going to happen or is it not going to happen. I can't.
Oh, it's just, you know, we're just sitting here having a random talk about this. But the free will comes down to, too, is prayer. Prayer changes things. True, Joe?
What?
Prayer changes things.
Yes, but it's still part of free will.
That's right. Okay. Any other subject or comment or anything you want to make?
That's it, right there.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it very much. Have a good day.
Okay.
This is Stu Rabin, folks. I'm in need of contributions. I got a lot of expenses this month, yep. And I'm doing a fundraiser of $400. That's all I need to get through. Today's the 13th until the end of the month. If you can help out, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Go to stuweb.com, click on PayPal. It's the fastest way to get me money.